the gentrification piece, I would say 5 points. So the youth were really intrigued by 5 points and the changes that 5 points has really undergone. And so a lot of the research was conducted there, but the youth also did some comparative analyses in Stapleton, Montbello, and in Aurora as well. And so in 5 points particularly, as it concerns the police interactions, the youth felt as though because the neighborhood had changed so much, there was an increase in policing. And with this increase in policing within the neighborhood, the youth kind of felt as though they could not leave the house because they were concerned that they would not return. But they were also receiving some grief from their parents with staying in the house. And so that's kind of where they saw it the most, as well as downtown, because that's really where they congregate as teenagers and felt like downtown was being over-policed as well.
Prior to analyzing all of this, these young people, had they ever considered police interaction or police relations with their community or gentrification? Had they ever considered that in the context of health? Because we often talk about it in the context of economics and maybe civil liberties, but we don't often think about how that's impacting health.
What was new was the connection that the youth were able to take the adults through between gentrification, police relations, and sex education, because that was also another one of the topics that the youth had researched in Denver. And understanding, like, the changing of the neighborhood in terms of gentrification and the increase in policing with the changing of the neighborhood, and youth feeling as though they don't have anywhere to go and instead staying within their houses, and learning that what youth, not all of them, generally speaking, are engaging in is not healthy sexual practices because they didn't have anywhere to go. And so they were staying in the house and hanging out with other youth and not really being educated in terms of sex education. But also the youth talked about sex education in terms of, like, youth, the women, the young women being educated in terms of sex education, but not the young men. So I thought that was, for me, that was really interesting, very, very interesting.
Sex education is another intersection that we're talking about here. So between gentrification, what's happening with communities, the knock-on effect then in policing and police interaction with communities, but now sex education, or a lack of sex education and sexual behavior because of those two other elements, that's another thing on top of that. I've never heard of all of those three components being discussed on the same platform as being so interrelated. I mean, what can be done now with this information?
Well, we talked about a couple of things. So in terms of the sex education, the youth just talked about a desire for more comprehensive sex education or sex education in general within their schools. They just didn't feel like that existed. And so they were learning from one another, which is probably not the best idea, right? And I speak as a teen parent because I think that's how I learned about sex education as well. The youth also talked about, in terms of, like, gentrification and policing and police interaction, to figure out how to create a bridge between the police and the youth and have conversations or activities that would bridge this gap between the youth. And that came directly from the youth. They just want the opportunity to know who the police are that are policing them, and they believe that that could help with police relations. And then the final thing was the youth really desired for a place to go. And so I was saying that they were staying in the house because they felt over-policed, but they just wanted a safe place for them to be able to be youth and hang out with other youth.